Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, the competition manager for Imagine Cup.
And I'm Golnaz Alabegi, technical evangelist here on the Channel 9 team. What have you been up to?
I left the country.
You went to Russia.
I did. I went to Russia.
How long were you there for?
About 9 days.
Oh, nine days.
I'm actually still kind of jet lagged. Like, I'm getting 4 hours of sleep a night, and I wake up and I can't get back to sleep again.
Oh, I hate that. How many hours is a flight?
I don't even know. On the way back, our flight out of Paris, because we were like changing planes, was delayed 5 hours. And so the entire travel time coming back was like 24 hours.
Love that. That's fun. If you guys haven't traveled internationally like that, it is hard.
Yes.
I always have a hard time. I get fidgety in the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, I start getting like I gotta walk.
And the
person next to me always hates me. I'm always getting up and down. I just hate sitting for that long. It just drives me crazy.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. And, you know, my experience on that airline was like, 1985 called and they want the airline food back.
Ooh.
Like, it was the weirdest sort of like pseudo chicken. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I mean, airline food is always delicious.
There's better and worse, right?
It's never good.
No.
It's never good. Oh. But I've been traveling too.
Really?
Yeah, I went to San Jose.
San Jose?
Yeah, which is only a 2-hour flight from Seattle.
Oh, but that sounds nice. But the weather's
I still got too. Fidgety on the plane.
In 2 hours.
2 hours. I gotta get up. No, the weather was nice there. Yes, it was beautiful actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Yeah, we had an event. It was called the Unity event. It was streaming live on Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard of Unity, it's a 3D gaming engine.
Absolutely.
You've heard of it?
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's really cool. So they you build the game. Like, you literally just design it, put the first-person shooter, all the stuff, put the floors, the sky,
mm-hmm.
and then you say port to Windows 8, port to Windows Phone. And it literally just ports it to Visual Studio, and then you play it from Visual Studio 2. It's like, it does all the work for you.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Pretty nice. Yeah, so we had a live event all day there. A lot of good information. It's on Channel 9 under the events page, so
nice.
Check it out.
That's badass. So, like, even we might make a game this
I life. Could make a game. I could make a game. It was pretty easy. No, it wasn't easy.
Beware.
But, yeah, I could make a game. It looked cool. But you don't have to, you should know how to develop. They mentioned some lines of code and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that always trips me up.
Yeah, right when they started doing that, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm out.
Totally useless.
I'll do that, what was that kids game?
Kodu.
I'll do
Kodu. Kodu Game Lab, yep. You can always make games in Kodu Game Lab, no problem.
There
but yeah,
go.
You don't need a little more serious.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, what do we got up?
So while I was in Russia, I was there in Moscow for the Russia local finals. And so,
Moscow, not St. Petersburg.
I began in Moscow.
Okay.
I was in Moscow for like 4 or 5 days, and then I went to St. Petersburg afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. So in Moscow, this is the time of year in Imagine Cup when we have local finals going on all over the planet, like 70 countries doing these things. And so each country chooses their national team. Out of all the great student projects in that country, they all come together and they pick one team who's going to go to our worldwide finals this July, where you and I will be, in fact, on air.
I will. Yeah. You guys didn't know that? Yeah. I'll be on air.
That's right.
I'll be in Russia.
There's no getting rid of us.
Yeah. You're stuck.
Yeah. But it was awesome. So I saw about 30 projects from different student teams.
Oh, was that exhausting?
You know, it was a long day.
and
I don't speak
30.
Russian at all. So that was not good. But no, it was a lot of fun. And really great projects, really cool stuff. And surprisingly to me anyway, a lot of robotics. So like there was this one student team, their project was for remote controlled surgery, like a doctor's in one city and a patient someplace else. Their experiment was to make a little robot set of arms that could use surgical staples to close an incision. So like a doctor at a computer could like make the robot like do the surgical staples into the incision.
And it's like a normal sized human robot? Like, is it a 5-foot robot?
They didn't like build an entire body.
Oh,
like, it's just like
it has
four
to bend
arms.
Down while it's doing surgery.
Yeah,
and it
makes bad jokes. Like,
and it goes gets coffee. And
no, in fact, what they built was it's like four little robot arms, and two of the robot arms push the skin together at the suture, you know, at the incision. And the other two come in and do like the surgical stapling thing along the edge, which was cool. The problem was they couldn't actually get a real surgical stapler because those are things that are really expensive and the hospitals use them. So they use like a regular office desk stapler.
No, they didn't.
And their project, their demonstration was like a chicken breast. And so they had a raw chicken breast sitting on the show floor. And these things were like, ka-chung, 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 and,
oh,
like,
that's kind of cool.
Drive staples into the chicken breast.
That's cool, but it's also
it was awesome.
Scary. Like, job security-wise, I'm thinking a robot can replace me in the future now.
Oh, well, let's get to that. Because, in fact, the next project I was going to talk about was a telepresence robot. So this is a robot that lets you be someplace you're not. So the robot does like two-way streaming video. It's like in a classroom, like you're sick at home, your robot's in class or something. And the robot, you can drive it around, you can see through its eyes, and people can see you on the robot's face. And it uses it actually uses Kinect to detect if it's going to run into something. So like it won't like, you know, knock people down the stairs or go on a kill crazy rampage or something. Instead, the robot will actually be helpful and useful. So for example, you could be out there in the control room while your robot was sitting here talking to me.
Okay, so it's kind of like your clone, your little clone buddy.
Yes.
It's more of a that accompanies it well though.
Yeah.
The other one scares me about the job security part.
So now the last example of this was actually a team made a robot baby. And this robot baby, like it could wiggle and kind of, it was like life-size baby made of robot parts. But the thing that freaked me out, and you're going to see it here in a moment, is the robot baby could stand up. Like it could kind of like, you know, like push itself up and get on its little stubby legs and kind of stand there.
Oh.
And that's a little bit freaky to me.
That is a little, you saw some interesting things in Russia.
It was really cool.
Yeah,
I was
it's
amazed.
Cool, but interesting and scary at the same time.
Yeah, you know.
That's the future for you.
The future is always a little bit uncertain. Yeah. You never quite know.
That's fun, though. Lots of robots.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. So I also, while I was there, I went on to St. Petersburg and visited the location where we're going to have the Imagine Cup Worldwide Finals this July.
Oh, and so the conference area, the hotel.
The conference area, the hotel, and this beautiful theater. They've got this theater called the Alexandrinsky Theater. Mm. That's like 200
fancy.
Years old. It's super fancy. Yeah. It's like tuxedo kind of place.
Okay.
It's ancient.
So me and
it's
you
gorgeous.
Are probably not allowed.
I think we'll be in a closet
yeah.
with like a video camera. Like,
yeah.
can we say hello?
And they're like, you're not fancy enough for us. It's
exactly.
okay. Pinky's up.
Yes.
We'll try.
And we toured, so they had in Russia before the revolution happened 100 years ago, it was ruled by the Tsar, like their king,
oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so this theater had the Tsar's lounge, like the hangout place for the Tsar and his entourage to go back
nice.
There and like drink vodka or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Tsar's box, like where he would go sit and watch the stage. And it was all super fancy
were
and
you
red velvet
there?
Everywhere. We were.
You got to go to the Tsar's box?
Well, they don't have any Tsars anymore, so I guess it's kind of
available. Still,
it's available for rent now, you know.
It's like sitting on a president's chair.
Yeah, exactly.
If that president isn't president anymore,
yeah,
or a
it's
king.
Like,
that,
I got to be Tsar for like 35
that's pretty
seconds.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. So yeah, it was a great trip, and I think that all of our world finalist teams are going to be in St. Petersburg this summer. You're going to have an awesome time, and everyone else, actually, we are going to do live streaming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are.
Right here on Channel 9. You can watch the awards ceremony from end to end, and we're going to have some cool entertainment stuff going on as
That's exciting. I don't think, have you guys ever done live before? Streaming
I
like
don't
that?
Know if we have done live streaming of the awards ceremony.
Especially not on Channel 9.
Yeah,
so that's,
it's going to be pretty
sweet. We're stepping things up over here.
Exactly.
That's
it's
awesome.
Gonna be great. So even if you couldn't make it to the actual event, you can watch the whole thing live, the whole awards ceremony live. And have an awesome time. And actually, leading up to the award ceremony during the competition, Golnaz and I will be doing daily reports, ICTV on location, etc. Mm-hmm. It's going to be
me with a camera and a mic running up to kids. Hey, what are you working on? Show me your robot. It's going to be fun. Show me that stapler robot. Go! Go! It's going to be fun.
It'll be sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be a good time.
Question though.
Please.
Russia, what was the weather? Like, when did the sun set? Because I know when we're there, it's going to be the white nights.
Yeah, so in the summer in St. Petersburg, it is the white nights, where it's more or less daylight all day long. No, it was just kind of regular winter
time.
Right now. Yeah,
okay.
It was still snowy and cold. And
Okay.
Yeah, it's that time
I'm excited for that. Parties till 3 in the morning.
Because the sun doesn't set.
The sun doesn't set.
That's right.
It's going to be fun.
That's right.
All right, what do we have here?
So if you want to know more about the Russian local finals, then besides my tiny encapsulation there, you actually can learn about the Russian local finals and lots of other local finals events all over the planet thanks to the Imagine Cup social media team. So this is a group of about 25 college students from all over the planet who are part of the Microsoft Student Partner Program.
Yeah.
And these guys are great. They do blogging, they do Facebook and Twitter, all about Imagine Cup and what's going on there. And at their website, which we're going to go take a look at, you can actually see not just coverage of Russia per se, if I can actually make this work. There we go. So this is their website, and here you can see they've got their article all about the Russia local finals, which is totally cool, and you can learn more about the projects, including who won, which you'll see as you check this out. But even more around the world, down here, we've got reports from these guys about local finals in Nigeria, Albania, Peru, Venezuela, Spain, the United Arab Emirates, Iceland, New Zealand, Oman, Korea, Croatia, Ireland, and some karaoke craziness, which I'm kind of confused about. So these are all entries, and you can read about the projects that students made, what their teams were like, their stories. It's great stuff. It's tons of really cool projects. So please do check it out.
But yeah, MSPs are really cool. I used to work with them at my university, so they're really they're mostly like engineers. They're a little bit more techie.
Super technical, yeah, super knowledgeable.
Yeah, I was a Windows U crew rep in college, so I was more marketing and like going to talk to students, making videos. Mm-hmm. But I would go to the MSPs and ask them technical questions if I ever had any.
So they were your help desk.
They were my help desk. That's they were my adorable. IT guys. Yeah, so they probably know a lot, and I'm excited for this website. Probably a lot of good information.
Yeah, should be some cool stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the social media team. And the next thing we'll talk about is actually we have a new award to announce.
Oh, we just love giving out awards, don't
we? Check it out. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, so good.
Yes, exactly. So if you're a worldwide finalist team coming to St. Petersburg this July, you're eligible to apply for the KFC Russia Award. And so Kentucky Fried Chicken in Russia, they have this. This is actually kind of hard to explain. A little mind-blowing, in fact. So in Moscow, they have this KFC that's the largest KFC in all of Europe and all of Russia. And it is chock full of high-tech stuff.
Nice.
Like if you're in the restaurant and you're like snapping photographs of your chicken or your friend or something and you hashtag it right there with Instagram, then it'll show up on the TV screens next to you like
fun.
3 minutes later.
Oh, I would be there for hours.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Like, look, it's me. And they've got actually, you know what? We have a video all about this restaurant and about this prize, because if the team that wins this award, they're going to get $10,000 and
a lifetime supply of KFC.
No.
Oh.
I mean, $10,000 is a lot of KFC.
You could probably get a lot.
So if you just want to spend it all at KFC, like you could really
right.
load it up.
So $10,000, and what else?
And your app gets featured at the Moscow KFC because
they
have an interactive kiosk, like a Kinect and a big touchscreen and games on it and stuff. And when you buy something there, you can go scan your receipt, and that gives you like 5 minutes of playing around at the big kiosk. And so your software project, like your game or your Kinect thing or whatever, could actually be featured in the Moscow KFC. For all the people in Russia to go check out and see. So we got this video that's all about this thing.
I gotta see this video to believe this KFC.
You know, it is.
It sounds too magical.
It's hard to believe. I agree. Check it out.
Hi, my name is Piotr Zhansky. I'm marketing director for brand KFC in Russia. The main principle of KFC is innovation. Harlan Sanders started his brand with innovative 11 herbs and spices recipe and unique method of preparing the chicken. At present, we are following exactly the same principle of innovation in developing our brand. We are in the KFC restaurant in the center of Moscow. There is a lot of interesting technical solutions. Outside, big video wall. Inside, interactive floor, digital menu board, contemporary music, and big video screens where you can put your Instagram photographs. What is most interesting, though, is behind my back, interactive gaming station. And this is the base for your task. Develop an application for the youth about balanced lifestyle and the proper nutrition. Details you will find on Imagine Cup website. We are waiting for your project and see you in St. Petersburg at the final stage.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So this thing has got a Kinect, it's a giant touchscreen, you can play games on it and stuff. And honestly, I have never been in a restaurant in my life like this.
How long were you there for? A couple hours?
I ate dinner there, in fact.
Oh, nice.
In fact, I'll tell you something I learned. This blew my mind. So these guys from KFC explained to me that the chicken they have there is actually better than the chicken you get here in the United States.
Why is that?
They never freeze it.
Oh.
It is instead exclusively air chilled.
Oh, wow.
And
are we going to hit this place up when we go to Russia?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Me and John, you breakfast, bet. Lunch, and dinner at KFC.
All the chicken. Yeah, and
fun.
In fact, so I did a taste test because I had some there. I ate dinner with the KFC guys in the restaurant, which was really great. And then we came back here, and the Imagine Cup team ordered like a big takeout thing of chicken from KFC.
Oh, okay.
And we're just like, what do you think? I don't know. I think the Russian chicken was pretty sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's pretty
I'm
awesome.
Excited for you guys and to win this competition and for me to eat some KFC.
Exactly.
So win-win.
I think so, too. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a great trip. Really fun time in Russia. Saw some awesome projects.
Next time, take me with you.
Okay, that's a deal.
Okay.
Oh, it's Harlan Sanders out of nowhere. He ambushed us.
I'm okay with this as our spokesperson. I am pro this.
Absolutely. Harlan, master of innovation, 11 herbs and spices. Like, you can't go wrong
this
with this
stuff. This is great. Great
stuff.
It's pretty
sweet.
So what are we doing next 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, so we'll be back in 3 weeks for some more Imagine Cup goodness. And pretty soon you'll see us even more often as we count down the road to St. Petersburg.
Yeah, more of this, more of that. It's going to be fun. All right, until next time.
Out.